Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It is Tuesday, the 4th of February. Let's get to our weather wisdom for today. And we have a day in which we've got some cloudiness out there. The winds are going to start to pick up and colder air moves in. We get near 40 this afternoon early before falling back. Temperatures were only in the 30s overnight. I could hear the trickle of the melting snow on the roof last night. But this is not spring. As a matter of fact, I think we're in a very active pattern and we have potential for several bouts of snow coming in here over the next couple of weeks. Now, tonight mostly clear, noticeably colder down in the teens, and tomorrow we're only up near 30 on a northwest wind. I have been doing a little bit of gardening when I can do it, so I am pruning out there, pruning some of the hardier evergreens, just kind of getting them ready, because if I don't do some of it now when I do have the opportunity, I'm just going to run out of time when I get to the spring and things start leafing out. If you want to be doing some pruning, blueberries are a great thing. If you have them in your yard, blueberry bushes are a great thing to be pruning. Also, Rose of Sharon you could prune this time of year. I would not do actual roses. I wouldn't open them up because we do have colder air on the way and they will get some damage. So don't do the roses just yet. But some of the hardier evergreens you could do. You could do some yews, things like that. Zone 3, 4, 5 stuff. Not going to be a problem if you start cutting it now and kind of looking at some of those evergreens out there. Okay, we get to Wednesday night, we start clouding up. We get, by morning, a burst of precipitation. There'll be some light snow changing over to sleet, freezing rain, and rain. So a messy Thursday morning commute with temperatures getting near 40. I think the afternoon commute is fine. Temperatures will be above freezing. But if you're north and west of 495, that cold air probably hanging in for much of the day. So that milder stuff never really getting in there. We see that cold air damming. And there may be a little more accumulation up there. I'll take a look at that tomorrow and give you some better numbers. It's not going to be a big issue. It could be a coating to a few inches as you go from the coast up towards, places like Fitchburg, Leominster, Athol, north of Route 2, southern Vermont, New Hampshire, that sort of thing. All right, Thursday night, everything comes to an end. Friday, mostly sunny, near 40, a little bit of melting going on in a gusty wind. Saturday, we wait. Partly sunny, lower 30s. Then Saturday night, the snow comes in, temperatures in the 20s late at night. And it's around here on Sunday, perhaps mixing with and changing to rain. Again, it looks like several inches on this one. Could be more for northern New England. Then we get back to sunshine on Monday before we get a midweek storm next week at some point. So it's an active pattern, folks. Do not put away the winter gear. We are not done. As a matter of fact, the core of the winter snow accumulation, I think, is going to be on the way over the next 2 to 3 weeks. Have a great day, everybody.